Okay.
Welcome to Casual Nerddom, a place where you can be nerdy without being an expert. A place where you can be real without being woke.
Now, what do we mean by that? If you watch Game of Thrones and you don't know who made it, this is the place for you. If you are an MCU fan and you're not sure, you don't know everything about the comics, this is the place for you. This is a judgment-free zone to discuss everything nerdy.
I'm Chris Bacon.
I'm Adrian Daniel. And welcome to Casual Nerddom. What's up, guys? Season 2, Episode 2.
S2E2.
2.
Y'all know what that means now. We all...
We a little bit better set up from last episode.
We got 4K, y'all.
We got the camera set up better.
That on YouTube at your job.
We had some technical difficulties the first episode, but, you know, see, we're still working out the kinks. You know what I'm saying? This is like, this is just us pursuing our idea that we want to do together. So thank you for bearing with us. We appreciate it.
Yes. All right. So a lot happened. Let's do anime, I feel like.
Okay.
Because the main reasons we started the show is because there's a lot of people who watch anime. And there's a lot of people who want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I had this conversation, and before we get into like the particular shows, we talked about this a little bit in our season finale last season. Yeah. But I got into like a short debate the other day about like gatekeeping. And I said, well, there's a lot of casuals now. Hence, you know, you guys. And the ones who've been in it longer should not make people feel that they shouldn't be there because of their lack of knowledge.
I saw someone actually talk about that on Facebook, yeah. I think that's very accurate. I agree.
Yeah, I don't think you should, because that's exactly why we went to these things in the first place. We felt like we were pushed out of the normal thing. So we shouldn't make people feel like they have to now like know that launch was forgotten about by Akira Toriyama in order to be a real Dragon Ball Z fan. Like, that's not, you know, they can have watched the entire series and not remember a lot about it, but that doesn't make them any less than a fan than someone else. You shouldn't make it feel bad for that. If anything, you should be in a place to, if they ask, you should educate, you should let other people know. If they do want to be experts, maybe they don't have to sit through the 10, 15 years we did of watching stuff in order to get this knowledge. Plus, the internet's there now, so it's our job to make people feel like they can be a part of this community. And that's my riff. I just feel like anime is a really big subject now, and I just feel like I want people to really feel like, hey, you can like only one show ever and you're good enough for me. Like, you're good. Like, that's the whole point of the show.
Yeah.
If you want to hear about other stuff, you can always ask. Like, I have tons of knowledge about stuff. Adrian has tons of knowledge about stuff that fun facts, trivia, you know, the reason why all these top 10 lists exist is because of stuff like that. So
exactly.
Don't always be afraid to find someone that you like and say, hey, like, I want to get more information. Join our discussions on our social medias. We're always talking about different stuff. So what anime have you watched this week?
You know, my usuals, you know, I have my usuals, you know, my Black Clovers.
Black Clover.
My Hero Academia.
Oh,
you know,
some people trying to say it was overrated, bro. I don't even
know how people can even say it.
I don't get that.
There's not one time I watch an episode and I don't feel like encouraged,
inspired, bro.
Like, you know what,
like,
I mean?
They got like, really had that formula. Like, I can't really think. There was a couple of filler episodes where it was like, okay, cool, you know, it was a filler, but most of the time, like, you walked away like, man, like, I could,
you
really feel it.
You really do feel it. Like, you feel, like, the urgency, and you, like, on just, like, simple things like saving a girl. It was, like, it wasn't like it was, like, you know, their back was against the wall in the situation. It was just, like, they just needed to save a girl.
Right.
And the way they're able to articulate the emotion that goes into how bad they want to do what they want to do, I think is a really, really, for me, as an artist, I think that's just a beautiful thing.
Right. I think, and, you know, every time we talk about anime, I'm always going to mention that, you know, they're not cartoons. There is really excellent story writing and things that are used in cinematography. There is cinematography in anime, people. Don't ever think to yourself that
Absolutely. These
people are not, they're not framed. They're not shot in a certain way. You would think that is a real camera. Like, what series was I thinking about when it had the live action? I can't even remember the name right now, but there are so many that you would think for it, like, you almost forget that it's all drawn. These guys are really good. So
just a lot of life, like real life elements to the episodes. It's like, you know, they know exactly what they're trying to get across to people. And I think I've always commended that about anime in general.
That's why it's always, and we can always have a larger debate about sub versus dub in the future. But yeah. I feel like when you watch it in subtitles, now I recently used to be like, oh well, in English you always have the same guys, but in their field they also have a lot of people who play a lot of people, because if you're good, you're good. So I will throw that argument out the window. I'm just gonna say that they kind of embody the character more. You feel like when you watch them speak and the characters that they're saying that. In English, you don't always get that. And it's not a lip flap thing. It's not. Because since Naruto, they've been matching up lip flaps for, since Dragon Ball Z, they've been doing that. To make sure that the English, you know, golden sides with the, because, you know, they used to make fun of that in old movies. Yeah. So it's not that, but like just the vocal performance always feels,
I don't know.
More.
Like there's only like one anime where I like the English dubs.
Which was what?
Dragon Ball Z. That was the only one. Like the original Dragon Ball Z when it came out, Toonami. Like, my favorites was Vegeta's and Piccolo's voice. Like, to me, and their music. That's another thing. Like,
okay, yeah. There's a video about this. Like, the music that they did. Like, back in the day when anime was first, before subs was a thing that was done professionally.
Yeah.
The voice acting on Dragon Ball Z, on even Sailor Moon, Ronin Warriors, like, they still brought their A game. That's why people like Christopher Sabat and all of them are famous now.
Yeah.
Because they were the ones that made you feel like Goku. Even that lame-ass speech he said to Frieza, which was not what he originally said.
Yeah.
I'm the hope. You felt that. You was like, all right, Goku, I'm in. Like, nowadays, it doesn't always feel that way. Especially if once you get to know the voices, then you kind of hear them.
Yeah, super... like, English is terrible.
Like, because All Might's voice is a voice of like mad people. So when you watch a lot of dubbed anime, you're going to recognize the guy because it's always going to be the same kind of timbre.
Yeah.
But over there, when they do it, it could be one guy doing five different characters, and you'll only recognize that it's the same guy if someone tells you. Then you have to listen to them on talk, and then you'll hear it. And that's a craft. Because, you know, it's not easy to get lost and make another character. Like, as you said, as an artist, and being able to make another character, and we believe that, like, to the point where, like...
Yeah.
Like, I will say this is not anime, but, like, Power does a good example of that. Like, the people, like, really don't like the character, period. Like, they don't like Tyreek, like, in real life. And that's because, like, he's bringing his... At least he's embodying the character really well. They do that same thing. A lot of times animation could suck, but if the voice acting is on point and they get the music right, and back then, Dragon Ball Z, they was making the original music and it was killing it. You watch old Naruto, you can tell, like in English especially, back when it was dubbing it, like back when like, was it Hulu first started taking them up dub, like from the internet, and you could tell like they would put the music in different places. They would have silence, and Dragon Ball Z utilized silence. That was the first one to show. I remember like show would go quiet, and you'd be like, oh, like when Vegeta was just about to sacrifice himself, there was no music.
Yeah.
And I felt like, but in English, they started to add more music in Dragon Ball Z. And I felt like, cause they think we need to be stimulated, but there's beauty in like nothing, no sound outside of like the fighting.
Yeah.
Like think of the last scene of Escryed.
True. I don't know. I always just appreciated the music in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
I just always did. Like it, like people don't realize how much the soundtrack to things makes you feel in it, and the emotion of it. You know.
Yeah.
Like anytime Vegeta showed up,
his theme song
was just so badass because you knew. You know what I mean? Like, you knew, like, this is what he was about. Like, don't ever get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? So, it was...
Cell's theme, Frieza's theme.
Yeah, Piccolo's theme.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know...
That of the year.
You know, so... And I the reason why I say that, because I think about the Avengers soundtrack and the score for that and how that played a part. And just in that moment when Captain America said, Avengers assemble. You know, and the music that led up to that and how they just set that till they knew we about to drop this right here. It's going to freak people out. You know what I mean? And it's just like that just makes to me just really good entertainment.
It makes a moment, man.
Yeah, it makes a moment. You know? So My Hero Academia is really good at that, though.
And that's the thing that I want to tell people. Like, I know someone said, oh, well, My Hero is better. Demon Slayer is kind of taking time. I understand. That's because Demon Slayer got a lot of memes.
Yeah.
My Hero didn't get a lot of memes that made fun of the show.
That's true.
But Demon Slayer got a lot because, you know, Inosuke's like fucking idiot. But yeah. You know, like the memes is too funny. We share some all the time. You know, you can go to social media. We put them up there. But the show, My Hero, they really take the time to like let you feel everybody. And I always say that about like, I know you don't like Boruto. I know. But in the fillers, because Naruto did this, I like shows that don't only make it about the main character. They show you their people, their friends, their strengths, their weaknesses. Some people don't like that. Like a lot of people like watching, like they're going to get into this later, but like the CW stuff, they don't like when like the other characters like have moments. And I'm like, you should want to know.
At some point, you can only exhaust the storyline. Like, you just like, that's some, and when you do it well, like even those moments in like, you know, in Endgame, where it's like, you know, you had those like B characters that weren't like the main characters. When they got together, it was like, oh, okay, we all about that action. And it's like, because you just wondering, like, what are they doing? You know what I mean?
The way they used Nebula, the way they used Nebula in that movie was amazing. Yeah, it was like, amazing, you know, man. Him and Rhodey, even Rhodey being used as a plot point for Tony in Civil War. Like, they have a way of doing that. Now, mind you, I always said in cinema and in movies, I would love for them to adopt thinking. Like, showing what the, having a character voice over there, not just like in some weird introspective, like reading John Malkovich kind of movie, like any kind of action movies, like, because anime gets that. Our brains move so quickly. And when you watch anime, sometimes it's like, well, how are they thinking this fast? But we know that in real life, we kind of process information that quickly. And the fact that they capture that all the time, I think, especially in My Hero, Izuku, he thinks like so quickly, and they make that a point to let you know, even though anime does it all the time. But they know how to make a moment, and a lot of shows don't know how to do that. Like Dr. Stone's another one. They know how to make a moment. One Piece knows how to make a moment. You know, they have a lot of stuff in between, but they make moments, and their soundtrack is also up to par. It isn't always great, but My Hero has not missed yet. Opening, intro, soundtrack, how they do the sounds, introducing the themes, and then just making sure that they're like, for example, I just read an article that the guy who draws My Hero, now when he draws them, he thinks about the voices. So that helps him, you know. That was also partly behind the decision to have Bakio kind of not be like such an asshole the entire time. He was like, well, he's a struggling kid, you know, and he kind of got that fun watch. He's making changes based on what the anime studios are doing, which again shows you how important it is when you start putting motion to pitches and when you start putting sound to pitches, because then you can change the source material. For example, all the combat characters that got changed because of their appearances in live action movies, is the effect is astronomical. So,
I just think that it's really...
You can't watch My Hero and not be inspired.
Yeah, I don't know how people can watch that. I really don't. It's just, that's just me.
Demon Slayer was a close second, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure. Whew. For sure. I want to talk about One Piece.
Okay.
Wait, before we do that though, I want to go back to My Hero. Like I said, like this the, you know, we not even on main characters. We still like, you know, that's the thing about My Hero is that we know the main characters are the students, right?
Right.
But there's this whole other world of heroes that actually already exist that they're opening up into. And it's like, you get to see them do their thing. Like this recent episode, it was like, okay, like these heroes are not just, they just here. They actually are about that action. Like, you know what I'm saying?
There's a rank for a reason, bro.
Yeah.
There's a rank for a reason. Like when Dragon transformed, I was like, oh, there's a reason. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know she was gonna do that.
I didn't see that coming. I was like, okay, I see you.
Like, and it's crazy because in that show, people have like, some of them have like the most simplest things, but you can either be good or bad, you know. And some people, a lot of people have quote unquote useless quirks.
Message, bro.
Yeah.
Message. Like,
everyone's
like,
different.
Everyone's different, but how you use it is what makes you great.
Like, there's a lot of fandom on the internet about, like, what if Izuku grew up to be evil and, like, work with All for One and kind of have him looking like a little Joker kind of S character. Like, still kind of the same, just his brain's a little bit twisted. And I'm like, it's cool that we think about that because that's something that can always happen in real life. I just want people, I always tell my wife, like, don't watch something and not take away something from it. These shows, these people make these things to show you something about the human experience. And if you're not getting that, You know, you not just feeling like you can turn into a Super Saiyan. Feeling like in real life, if you work, you can also become a Super Saiyan in your craft or your sport, or you're just, you know, handling time management, whatever you want to do. And some of the anime are there to show you that, like, the world is not so great. Yeah. And you feel that, too.
Exactly. But let's get into One Piece now.
One Piece is an amazing show. It has lasted for generations.
Are we doing spoilers?
Oh, yeah. So now we're getting into spoiler territory for the remainder of the video and or audio, because I'm not going to talk about something and we not... One Piece has been on long enough where if you're not caught up at this point, like, it's not really a big deal. You can kind of... When you start the video, skip 5 minutes in, it's going to start. Yeah. Then you start watching a plot because they have the longest intro known to man. And then you can cat... Like, I stopped watching One Piece for months at a time. Because, listen, we come from the generation where, like, we had to go find these things.
Yes,
like,
right.
It came out on TV with no subtitles. We had to go online and pray that someone, took the time...
To put subtitles to it.
And actually get the translation pretty good. Like, because there were bad translations. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So...
I remember when we first found Naruto.
Oh, man.
And they would...
Like, you know what's crazy now? Netflix kind of does that. Like, there's an anime, I will say this, anime recommendation. There's an anime on Netflix called, no, Hero Mask.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
Cannon Busters?
No, what's the one with the fight, the dudes that's fight martial arts?
The 3D one.
It's
Ashura,
like,
Ashar or something like that?
Nah, the one with the kid, he's like in high school. And
Baki.
Like, Baki.
Oh, my God. Baki, all right. You know, we ain't doing this. We're not doing this. Listen, Baki, there's a lot of dope anime. Like, listen, if I ever get the time, if you guys want me to do this, if you have to let me know,
just tell me. Comment below.
I will list animes on other services outside of Crunchyroll and Verve you can watch. Like, there is Amazon Prime has a ton of anime. Netflix, ton of anime. You just got to know where to look at it. And I will compile a list. I will make recommendations. If you guys want me to, I'll do that.
Yes.
Just comment F in the chat to pay respects, because
I'll
probably
die. We could also even do, because some people's asking about introduction animes to watch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We could do that, too. So look out for it on the Instagram page.
Like, you
or
could
Facebook.
Tell me what kind of shows you like, and I could probably tell you an anime that you like, you'd watch, because now anime is fantasy.
And they got anime for everything. Chris put me onto this other one a couple of days ago. That's just hilarious. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah, some anime is just because anime is not a one trick pony. Anime is just, think of anime like noir. You know, and not even that is bigger than noir. Noir has a certain energy to it. So noir films, typically black and white, they follow a standard set of rules. Anime does not. The only thing that anime shares between all across itself is that they're all not live action.
Yes.
That's it. Literally, that's it. The rest of the rules go out the window. There's no way you have to shoot it. You don't have to follow any kind of story.
Pretty much all set in Japan.
Nah. Because technically... Avatar, they don't want to say it's anime, but it's definitely made with the anime art style. But there are some anime that definitely do not take place in Japan, but they always try, or some other isekai anime takes you away from
like real world. Like they try to, it's never
but it's
one
better,
like,
it's better that
one,
way.
Like based in New York, I've never seen one.
Yeah, okay, all right,
you know,
there probably is one out there, but I probably couldn't tell you what it is.
Yeah, Yes.
Have people gone to New York in animes? Yes, of course. But I couldn't tell you an anime that's just based around New York. That has to be pretty interesting because like a murder mystery or whatever.
Don't steal that from us. We're going to take that anyway.
One Piece. Like the Netflix one's in England or something like that. Like, because they're talking about the British Prime Minister or stuff like that. That was cool. I don't know.
One Piece. Listen, I've been watching One Piece and I text
a whole lot.
I text Chris and Jamal recently after watching the last couple episodes, and I'm just gonna say this right now, I don't see Luffy realistically beating Kaido.
And for guys who don't know what I'm talking about, what he's talking about, Luffy is the main character, the rubber kid with the straw hat. I really like this season, the new showrunner, because the art style
is really
stepped up,
yeah,
and it feels closer to how we envision One Piece.
Yeah.
Luffy looks like an adult.
Yep.
got some muscle on them. You can't fight all these. Like, I don't care what you're made out of. You're going to put some muscle on. You got to look like a grown man at some point. And like we said earlier, I think in last episode, if Zoro don't have a moment, bro, I'm losing faith in the show. Then you cannot watch this, for real.
Yeah, but outside of that, tell you, if Zoro doesn't have his moment this season, I'm going to be very disliked. This should be his season. It just should. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Zoro. He up there somewhere. Back there, but that's one of my favorite characters. If he doesn't have a serious badass moment,
this is where he's supposed to shine. So you know, we expect him to
be like, you know, but yeah, I don't see Luffy being Kaido, dog. Like, I just like,
So Kaido is what, think of Kaido as, I just watched a documentary about pirates, and the pirate world is really based on how they were pirates sanctioned by the government or like allowed to exist or hold capital. Like, there was one lady who held like an entire shipment trade like off the coast of like China, something like, it was crazy, and that they had, and then she negotiated to hand them over and got off not going to jail. She got it set up for life and all her crew. Like, that's crazy how you negotiate to walk away, and that's real life. So Kaido's kind of like a warlord, but like, he's sanctioned by the government. They know he exists, but like, they're not really giving him any kind of pressure. He's making some illegal stuff. Yeah. The Straw Hats, even though they're pirates, pirates to them is kind of being able to do whatever they want, whether that's helping people or not. And Kaido is a really big dude with horns that can transform into a dragon. And if he had not caught up, we said spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So this episode, the last episode I watched, we think that most of the people in the show that we know just got killed.
Killed, yeah.
So
By Kaido.
And we think that now Luffy's going to rush this dude. I have not watched the last episode, and tell me what happened.
I watched it, and exactly what you think is going to happen is going to happen. And I'm not going to hold you. I was a little surprised by how it went. But then I realized by the end of the episode, I was like, I'm trying not to spoil it for you, but like I said, like, the only way Luffy's being Kaido is they put some serious plot armor in the show.
And Luffy, he already had enough of that.
And we already had enough of Luffy getting plot armor. We still don't know how he beat Katakuri.
I do you one better. I don't know the stamina of Nami, but they were running from Big Mom for like 6 months, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that forest went on forever. And I kept thinking to myself, like, because Luffy's in the mirror world fighting. We don't know how he's surviving that. Cool. Yeah. But on the outside, they are constantly running at breakneck speeds to get to the ocean. And One Piece comes out every week. You watch it every week. And when I'm not exaggerating when I say literally months.
The pacing on the show is just,
And when you watch the show, now let's say, like, fine, take out real time in the show.
Yeah.
Still, it takes hours.
Yeah. Just to get to from one corner to the next corner.
There's no way you can tell me all these things happen in a matter of an hour and a half or 2 hours. No, I'm sorry. These things last hours. Like, punches don't go at a flash of light. People don't talk fast all the time. People are traveling across. They have maps. They have scales. Things take a long time. So I don't know how, you know, this plot armor, like, does One Piece is making you guys invincible until they don't need to be invincible?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, so that's the only invincible. But yeah, when he pulled up, I knew, I was like, oh yeah, nah.
Took him a whole episode to show up from the clouds.
Yeah, this guy is like literally the size of an entire city.
It's like fighting Shenron.
Yeah, it was basically bike fighting Shenron. I was like,
and you wouldn't do that.
So. I was like, no, you know, no, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I respect Luffy. He got some big ass balls. You know what I'm saying? He really bought that action. But no.
Is it courage just stupidity?
I say this. You know what? Big Mom called his ass out. And I said this. I think I tweeted this out. I said that, you know, Luffy talked a lot of shit about how he's going to whip Big Mom ass across the New World. And then she actually brought that shit back up on him. You know what I'm saying? And while he was running away, I was like, damn, bro.
She was like, where you going? I thought she was going to fight. I thought she was going to beat me up. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. So then he turned around, you know, and was like, word. You know, I got to back up what I said and did absolutely nothing to her.
It wasn't even all that. Like,
he just unleashed his most powerful attack and did nothing. So if he couldn't do nothing to her, I'm just not seeing him do anything to Kaido, being he's the only person that ever injured him was Whitebeard.
I don't even know what Kaido is. Like, it's one thing, like, we know that everyone else took fruit or they transformed from something into something. Like, an animal might have ate a fruit, become another animal. But, like, what the hell is Kaido to become a dragon? Like,
We don't know.
Why does my mother's grave turn into a dragon?
Yeah, we don't know.
Maybe the dragon is not his devil fruit power.
Big Mom's devil fruit power is that she can turn inanimate objects into give him life. That's her devil fruit
power. That's a weird,
You know, the soul fruit.
They didn't really talk about how she ate her family.
But her actual, like, strength and everything else she does, that the fact she ate her whole entire family, that's just her. Like, that's not a power. You know, that's not a devil fruit power. Just kind
of glossed over that. Yeah. One Piece glossed over that. Like, they showed it, but we were close circling back around to it. Like, I thought that when she had that moment when they shot her with the thing, that she was going to think about it then. But it was like, you're not going to hit it. You're not going to hit the nail on the head. Like, she ate everybody.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But I don't understand. Like, at this point, they got to either poison Kaido.
Yeah.
They got to
jump him. They get everything.
They got to call, like I said, they got to call it a whole Straw Hat Alliance.
I'm just not seeing
everyone from Dressrosa.
Listen, I'm sorry. Anybody that's watching this, they'd be like, oh, no, Luffy's... No. We've seen pretty much how strong Luffy is against Katakuri. And that, first of all, Luffy got beat up for about 3 months straight. Right?
As far as I know, rubber ain't that dense where it don't get cut.
He just took fists to the face. For 3 months, I was watching that fight. I'm gonna be honest with you. I kept coming back every episode. I'm like, yo, he's still getting beat up, yo. Like he was not doing nothing.
They had to call the animation team from the first Naruto and Sasuke fight to show that. And then Naruto and Pain 5. You all know the animation we're talking about. They call one guy. Punch Man. Like, this one guy who does these amazing, like, visual. Like, they, trust me, like, they had to call him up when Category slammed the guy onto the ground. I had to watch that over again, like, frame by frame with the animation. I was like, nah, forget it. Forget it. Like, he didn't even call for blood. I was like, all right, so what are you supposed to believe anymore about the show?
I don't know.
And that's my problem. What are you supposed to believe? What's the limit?
You know what it is? Like, a lot of people that don't watch One Piece said, I'm not watching One Piece, that watch anime. And the thing is, people like us that are already deep in it,
we can't stop now.
Yeah, we're there. Like, now we're like, we've been in it for a couple years now.
Like, I remember I started going to watch, and I was an adult when I made the decision to catch up on One Piece. And at that time, I believe we were 600 episodes in. And this is the time in which there were no, oh, this is a filler and it's not, or skip these. No, I had to watch every episode of every anime I ever had. Bleach is the thing that introduced what a filler was. I was like, oh, this is clearly not a part of the story because I don't know what the hell this is supposed to be. Like, Bleach fillers are so bad. They're the reason why I might make a video just defining what a filler is and the examples of filler. And because just not right now, just there are some really bad examples, but there are really good examples. Naruto has really good examples. Shippuden. Sorry. Okay. Naruto Shippuden has really good examples of fillers. Naruto has like 30 episodes of Naruto not being there and bug hunting at the end and something. And I don't know. Anyway, so in Boruto has decent fillers, including the one that they just did where they basically went back to Naruto because people think the show was so bad they had to go back to Naruto to make it better.
That, look at that.
I still watch the show. Like I said, I like the fact
look at that.
I like the fact that the rest of the class gets some shine.
Chris, look at that though.
Listen. But here's what I'm thinking. A lot of people are having theories that maybe the person who made it like intended for this to be a thing at some point, and that there's a guy in the manga who
this is basically GT.
Yeah, they think it's in the manga, and they think that's Jaira, like he survived in another timeline or whatever. And I don't know if Naruto ever decides to do timelines, but they just tamper with time and space. Filler or not, time travel now exists in Naruto
and in One Piece.
Oh, yeah, that's around the same. What's that? You know what? They do know each other. Creator of Naruto and One Piece, they're like super close friends. So
they're in both things now.
Yeah, that's so okay.
If you haven't,
Rick and Morty came back too, but I haven't caught up on that.
Watch that, yeah, I can check that.
But I've been seeing information about it, and that's one of the best shows I can tell y'all to watch. Just as a nerd, period, or even somebody who's even just fascinated with space or watch any kind of nerdy movie back in the day, Spaceballs, even the funny ones. Like, there's a lot of references. Even Rick and Morty themselves are a parody of Back to the Future. So watching that show is kind of like a very nerdy Family Guy.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things in there you can get out of it that you don't always understand. But
yeah, like I said, back to what I said, One Piece. I'm sorry, guys. I just don't see Luffy being Kaido. Even close.
Don't spoil it for us. Don't go in the comments and say, well, this is what they do. I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care what they do.
If Goku doesn't show up, I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't care what they do. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, the only way, I think I said this to Chris, the only way for this to happen is if Luffy has some power that he's unaware of.
And we were talking about that off screen.
Because
about
even,
awakenings.
Even Goku fighting Freezer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Frieza's clearly strong, but you knew that Goku was just as strong. He probably wasn't as strong as Frieza, but you knew he was strong. Like, you knew there wasn't like going to be no overwhelming, overwhelming beating when he fought Frieza. You knew like
but
going.
But he did
in,
get beat overwhelmingly.
He did. I mean, after like the fourth transformation, the third transformation to Frieza.
Here's the thing that killed me about that. Like, I thought to myself, like, man, is Goku at that moment stronger than base form Frieza or not? Like, if they did not antagonize him in transforming, would this have been easier for Goku?
Yeah, I feel like he would have beat Frieza before he transformed to his last form, because he was even, I mean,
but then Goku let him power up to 100%, yeah, so he would let him transform anyway.
Yeah, he was really going, he wasn't doing that bad when he was fighting Frieza in final form at first. Frieza was very surprised at the fact that he was still alive for this long. And like and going and actually doing damage to him, he was surprised by that. Like, he didn't see that coming. You know what I'm saying? So if he could have did that to him, he probably definitely would have been able to kill Frieza first form immediately, and second form most likely, and probably even no, because that's fourth form, Frieza, third form, right? I forgot how many forms he got. He has base form, first form, second form, third form.
The small one, the tall one, the reptile looking one, and then the final one. Then 100%.
So he could have, but this is different. This is different. This is like, you know, we've seen how strong Luffy is already. We've seen him go against a pretty, pretty strong opponent that he was clearly, you know, just outmatched on.
Yeah.
And, but Kaido next to Katakuri is just like, it's too huge of a difference as far as.
That would have been like Majin Buu showing up right after Frieza.
Yeah, it was just too huge. It's too huge of a difference for me to see to you know, because Katakuri just happened.
Yeah,
like they just left there. It wasn't like he's done any training in between this. Isn't it like he's gotten stronger since then? He just fought this guy. He's not a Saiyan, so there's no plot armor with that. He's not a Saiyan where he gets stronger at every fight. No, that's not how this goes. So, you know, I'm just not seeing it, guys. I'm sorry. Creators of One Piece, people that are fans of One Piece. I'm a One Piece fan, but if Luffy don't catch this L, I'm just going to be very confused. I'm going to be honest with you.
Maybe the One Piece is that you don't win every battle.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You know what I'm saying? So, moving on. We're going to get into some DC stuff, right?
Yeah. On our social media,
you know,
we shared.
I hate talking about DC stuff, but you know.
Yeah, he doesn't like talking about DC stuff, but it still is a part of comics.
Yes.
Now, we are only going to be only talking about Marvel and DC forever, because there are also other comics who have gotten very popular. So I'm just going to run off a couple for you guys. If you guys have Amazon Prime or get the videos from another place, you can watch The Boys.
Which
is a really great show.
The Boys.
Based on a graphic novel.
Really good.
You guys have heard about the Watchmen TV show. A lot of buzz about that. A lot of people are upset that they didn't really get nominated for anything.
I don't think it's going to be a season 2, though, by the way.
Why?
I've been hearing that. It's not gonna be another season. It's not.
And that thing has drawn with a lot of buzz and controversy, and I don't know. Like, I haven't watched it, but from what I've seen, it seems like it's very powerful.
Yeah,
and it might be too powerful for like.
Yeah.
What is it on right now?
HBO, I think.
HBO, yeah. They just finished Game of Thrones. Y'all should push forward with this. Like, it's a lot of people have received it well. I don't think you guys should drop the ball with this, you know.
Regina King is, you know, one of those incredible actresses that she can just do anything. And she's, when I watched the first episode, she's killing that role. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't really watched the rest of it yet. I know a lot of people were complaining about, you know, the subject matter and I was like, I feel like the only reason y'all really complaining and people saying, oh, they're getting too political because they're talking about race. I'm like, anybody that says that never watched Watchmen, because I'm like, I'm like, when was it not political?
Like,
it was always political. Always.
There was I hate when people like to like basically hate on and like just point out when something is made more obvious than it normally is.
Yeah.
Like, you could have someone be inherently racist, but just not say anything racist, and you won't say anything about it. But the moment he'll say it, he's like, oh, well, it's going to be too political. Like, no, but, like, a lot of people don't speak and say what they need to say, but that's the problem.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, was it too political when they did the movie? Like, because that was really during, like, Nixon. So I'm like, I don't understand why it's political now because we talk about, like, black and white people.
You know, like, they changed the ending on the movie to something that more closely resembles a real terrorist attack, because in the original comic book, Ozymandias had teleported a space alien to New York, and that's what got everyone to rally around him and come together, but they couldn't have the budget for that, I'm guessing, so instead of that, the bomb happened to Dr. Manhattan do the bomb thing. Blowing up the bomb and saying it was Dr. Manhattan. That's more closer than, like, an octopus showing up, and people didn't say, oh, wow, like, you know, with bombs going off and blah, blah, that's insensitive.
Yeah. I just thought that was weird, but moving on.
Yeah. Another show is The Umbrella Academy, which just wrapped up.
It's not bad. It's not better than The Boys, but it's not bad.
Yeah. But again, this is The Boys is Amazon Prime. Umbrella Academy is Netflix. Both of these are comics that are made by other people.
Yes, pretty good.
Vin Diesel is doing a movie called Bloodshot, which is a comic book character from a publisher called Valiant Comics, I believe. Valiant, and they make another. I've read some of their characters, so there's another character I want to see done too. But I think it's really dope. I think Vin is trying to control IPs. Like, if he brings the character up first and puts this light on his character, then he can kind of make it. Then he can be the pioneer of the Valiant movie universe.
Yeah.
But those are some dope shows, and there's a lot of other shows like what Marvel's Runaways to drop the third season on Hulu, the final season, Cloak and Dagger. Are in that season. RIP, press F in the chats for both those shows. They canceled all the shows except for Legion, and they haven't even announced season 3 for that, so I think it got quietly canceled.
No, season 3 is out for Legion.
Legion?
Yeah. It's actually out right now. It's been out.
I feel like they're not.
No one's talking about it, but it's been out.
Because doesn't Disney own FX?
I think so. Disney owns pretty much everything. So
that's the thing. Disney owns Hulu. So, like, if you guys are going to make a show and get people involved and take IP that you know people are going to be familiar with, and then not a lot of people are going to be familiar with, like, everyone can't do what Marvel did with Guardians of the Galaxy, especially not on TV. So you got to kind of get up out of that. Like, Titans is struggling, you know. I heard that the season 3 is going to be better. Like, they kind of saw a reboot for season 2. Kind of, sort of.
I'm biased to these shows because my friends are on my guy brother's on.
That's another thing that got me upset. I was like, why? You know, Titans is allowed to exist, but then again, that's Marvel.
Damaris is on season 2.
Titans is right.
Blackfire. So I'm a little biased. So I'm like, I hope these show. You know, I was sad about Cloak and Dagger, and
because Runaways was getting to a point where I was really starting to enjoy the show. There were some cool things happening. It was a good show for kids. Because if you watch these shows, it's because of teenagers. So I'm like, these are shows, I know I'm older, but I can see the value in the shows. I know people can say, well, people didn't watch it. I'm like, yeah, but I don't see a lot of commercials for these shows on regular TV.
No.
I don't see a lot of commercials for them on YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube. So it's not like you guys are kind of waiting for the combos to make the fans, and you guys got to put them on working. But RIP for those shows.
But I really like them. I want to get into this because I don't want to take too much time. So DC. the Wonder Woman trailer came out.
Thoughts? Wonder Woman 84. It looks cool. The jokes are all right. I just feel like DC, they're not making epic superhero films. They're making superhero films that you can watch again later and be like, oh, it was nice. Like, I remember that. Like, you know what's going to happen? Remember Three Ninjas?
Yes.
One of them is going to be our Three Ninjas. Like, yo, remember that? Yeah, like, Gal Gadot, she really did her thing. Like, wow, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Like, we're going to look back and like, that was really cool that they really got a movie with her. And you know, we're going to have Cheetah in it. Was it Chitara? The cheetah looking.
Yeah, villain. Yeah, yeah.
She going to be in it. Yeah, you know, that's all I got to say. Looks cool.
I don't have any comments on any DC stuff. So.
A lot of Easter egg stuff, but, well, you know, we're done with that.
The Flash movie. They announced that they're making the Flash movie.
And that is all we know about it.
That's, I mean.
We heard that the script was being rewritten. Then we heard it wasn't going to be rewritten. Then we heard it was working on it. And I don't know what they're going to do. At this point, Joker movie did amazing. We didn't even talk about that. Joker movie.
I'm not talking about that. Joker, the reason why I'm not talking about that is because I'm gonna be honest with you, what? And this is gonna, people are gonna be mad about what I gotta say after I seen.
Well, you don't think it's good?
People that like the Joker movie never probably read a Joker comic in their life, or Batman understood Joker's backstory, understood Joker's character, none of that, because any real Joker comic book fan is looking at this like, what is this? And I think, honestly, the director wanted that. I think he wanted to create his own particular storyline about the Joker and what he would and what his Joker would be like.
Right.
And that's cool.
But he said that.
And outside of that, it's a great movie. But for people that...
Don't go in it thinking that like you're going to see a Joker that you know.
Yeah, no.
And that, I think, I mean, the director
I
said that.
I went into that. I didn't look at any interviews or anything like that. So I went into thinking, oh, this is going to be a Joker that I know.
Like an origin and story. No,
this,
it's not.
This was not that. And I
was more of an anthology of how someone like the Joker could be created.
Could be created, yeah.
At a certain point in
so
time.
So in that sense, it was great. In a comic book sense, it was trash. But
and Joker's going to be a movie that's like The Crow, where it's like, well, that was... interesting, you know, they did that, and that's
going
to be.
It's
going
to be remembered. They're not making another one. Yeah. From what I understand.
No, it was more like people were like, why would you do a sequel to that? Like, it's kind of like an idea, and the idea is over with. You know, everything does not need a sequel.
He's not going to be in. They're not introducing Batman.
Matt Reeves, Batman. You know, Christopher Patterson. They cast a couple people now. Yeah. You know, things are cool. You know, we don't know what it's going to be like, but we thinking that based on what we're seeing, they're going to try and build a trilogy around that. I'm tired of seeing Batman trilogies, but okay, let's do it.
That's whatever.
Sure. Flash, I don't know if they're going to connect him because Wonder Woman still exists. We know that. So Wonder Woman and Flash are linked in Superman, technically, are the only three remaining characters.
Aquaman.
But we don't know, like...
They're not going to combine. That's over.
Yeah, Justice League's not coming back for a long time.
I thought Henry left. I thought he's not Superman anymore.
He doesn't... He has not left. He wants to continue to be Superman. I just think that no one has bothered to think about what they're going to do with Superman.
Got you.
It's hard to do a Superman movie.
It really is. Really is hard.
They need to stop trying to do Superman movies. They just released, like, animated, though? Just dropped the other... They're re-releasing the Red Sun movie.
Got you. The animated ones are great, but they need to stop
Superman
making
live action.
The live action ones just aren't working. It's just not... It's hard.
The live action movies? Yeah, you guys gotta...
It's really hard to make him relatable. It really
Wonder
is.
Woman would have been more impactful if these movies came out and there was no Justice League about them.
Yeah, I
like
agree.
If Wonder Woman came out and Justice League did not exist, like let's say Batman v Superman came out, and she wasn't in it, right? Or she just showed up randomly. We would know, okay, well, in present time she met Bruce, and then they had Wonder Woman came out. But if she was not, Justice League did not happen, these movies would stand alone.
Yeah,
we would be people that we'd be more excited because then we want to have Justice League weighing it down.
Anyway, Black Widow trailer going to Marvel. Black Widow trailer came out.
Black Widow trailer looked amazing. It always got the music, the hits.
Yeah,
you know,
Marvel, y'all just know what to do, man. When it comes to this
and
movie.
I appreciate that they gave it the same energy they gave it the rest of the movies.
Yes,
I was like, all right,
I'm actually looking forward to seeing it. A lot of people, you know, I think you know, a lot of dudes out here are very, you know.
Stop being sexist, man.
I don't know
what's
why.
Wrong with y'all.
I'm actually looking forward to it. Like,
it gets me mad about the Charlie Angels thing, what she said. I'm like, but she's not completely wrong. But don't you're not a martyr for female superhero movies. Just that what y'all should have did was share the Totally Spies instead of live action version of Totally Spies. I would have watched that shit. You remember Totally Spies?
I remember that show.
Like, casual wonder with them, like, listen, you watched everything as a kid. You was, it came on TV.
Cartoon Network, Totally Spies.
Was watching that.
Lit,
it was fire, bro. Like,
kind of lit.
What? Yeah. Charlie's Angels was whack compared to that, but whatever. Because they have the black girl in there. That's another thing.
That's probably why,
Yep. Talk about it was cool, but you know what? Whatever. Y'all keep trying to reboot Charlie because you know what? Same thing with Robin Hood. Public IPs. You don't need to get permission to use them. Yeah. Robin Hood movies need to stop making Robin Hood movies. The last one made so much.
Jamie Foxx.
It's like, let's do Robin Hood. We can use him forever.
Shout out to Jamie.
No one cares about Robin Hood.
Jamie did that for a check.
Like, Mr. Robot's like a new Robin Hood. Like, do some money laundering, something else. Like, yeah. I don't know, but don't whatever. Know.
Anyway.
Blackwater Trail looked amazing. David Harbour as Red Guardian looked amazing.
Yep.
Not White Canary. That's DC. The other Black Widows, because people think that Black Widow is like a character. Nah, it's a whole bunch of them. There's a whole bunch of them operating all over the world. And they have, and if the one that you don't recognize, her sister, is also another very comic book famous version of Black Widow that actually took over for her. Yeah. She was created by the company to go and kill her, and it didn't work out that way. And apparently, it's taking place in Budapest. So we're going to see, hopefully we get to hear what happened in Budapest, the inside joke on Marvel. Yeah. Hopefully they pay that off because this will be Scarlett's last movie.
Yep.
So you can't have something be significant like that and not mention it. I did have a conversation on one of our posts, commented that, like, I hope you know what happened in Budapest. And I said, I think that we will find out. I think it takes place right after Civil War. It's before she dyed her hair.
Yeah, this is right
her
after
hair was
Civil
long.
War, yeah.
So Thunderbolt Ross got some dating technology on him. That's cool. But we get to see some of the backstory stuff. So hopefully, you know, I feel like the movie could have came out a long time ago. I said it before during phase 3.
It probably should have came out. Because
around the time in Agents of
Shield, I think they were scared.
Because Agents of Shield was getting popular. Like, you know, you could have had regular people.
I think they were scared because, you know, Captain Marvel being their first real female led Marvel movie.
Yeah, but they could have went with someone who we already knew.
They didn't know how it was going to go, and I didn't want to tarnish it and mess it up. So that's what I think. But I just, like, you know, take chances. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing I can think about is that maybe they're doing this in this time because the end of the movie ends in present day, where, like, now we get to see, like, their new Black Widow, the girl, take over, or maybe something else happened in the present. That's the only thing I'm thinking, because Marvel definitely places the movies in certain orders for certain reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
So it could have started in the past.
All,
and taken place.
All thought out.
Yeah, so I'll take it back. You was excited to see what's going to happen. Summer blockbuster, they gave her the May slot, so I'm excited.
Crisis on Infinite Earth. So let's get into that.
All right, so I'm going to tell you guys the breakdown. I have seen, there's a lot of cameos.
People don't know who Crisis on Infinite Earth is. It's basically a culmination of a bunch of DC TV shows. That's a good...
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Crisis on Infinite Earth is this year's crossover event. As you guys know, the Arrowverse, or now the CWverse, because Arrow is ending after this season.
Yeah.
So they wanted to rebrand it, the CWverse. But every year since, I think... this is the fourth one. Since they got all shows before Bloodlining, but after Supergirl, Flash, Legends, and Arrow were on the air, they started having crossovers. They started doing little ones at first. Supergirl and the Flash, you know.
Flash would show up in Arrow a lot.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, we know that Arrow spawned the Flash, and the Flash spawned, and the Flash and Arrow spawned the Legends.
Yes.
So those two shows are always going to be connected. But Supergirl was kind of off because she was on a different network at the time. But then they wind up using a portal to bring them over, and eventually they started becoming close, and over the crossovers they became aware of each other, and now every time something happening, now it happens on a scale that's affecting everybody, not just I'm gonna come over and help you. Now it's like we all need help.
Yes.
It's funny because first it was aliens invading one version of Earth, then it was another version of Earth like coming to invade our version of Earth, and now it's a whole multiverse. So Crisis on Infinite Earth is basically in the comics a way to crunch down the continuity of the comic books so far, because they had the Barry Allen Flash, Wally West Flash, he died, he came back, there's Batman, there's Joker, there's Superman, you know, so they, and all these different iterations, because then they had the Silver Age. So it all started when, technically with the Flash. This is why I like that a lot of stuff started with the Flash. The Flash has been really...
They bring it in, everybody. They bring it in.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Smallville fans. They bring it in.
You guys should definitely know by now. I'm spoiling the shit out of this. So, like, Smallville Superman's in there. We have Brandon Routh Superman. Yeah, Brandon Routh is... Now, and you guys have to know that this Brandon Routh Superman is supposed to be Christopher Reeves.
Yes.
So when you watch him, imagine Superman 1 through 4 and then seeing this guy here. This is the combination of this story, which I think is amazing. We get to see Kevin Conroy's Bruce Wayne. And if you know who that is, he's the guy who was on the cover of our episode 3, Shared Universes, the Batman from the animated TV show. Pretty much all of the animated TV shows, yeah. The Batman you've heard most of your life has been Kevin Conroy, and he also appears as a future, a post-apocalyptic version of Bruce Wayne, who's kind of gone crazy. It was a Robin from Batman the movie, and like back like one of the more campier movies. Mm-hmm. There was Titans made a cameo. I didn't know that. Yes, wow. They made a cameo really briefly. Before they got wiped out, you know, it doesn't matter now. You guys, you can watch on the CW app for free. So
I haven't watched Crisis on Infinite
Earths. He has not watched. I'm telling him right now. You guys just get to be privy to it.
I haven't had the time, but I'm gonna watch.
I mean, cool. So Titans were there for a quick second. I was surprised they got that one in there. We did see Hawk and Jason Todd Robin really, really briefly. Okay. They also brought back the Birds of Prey. So, back in the 90s, there was another Marvel DC TV show based around the Birds of Prey, which was the Huntress, Batgirl, and another female heroine. And they saw a crime. Oh, no, Oracle, Barbara Gordon. This is when she had got shot
after the
killing, after the Joker, killing Joke. Barbara Gordon. She got shot by the Joker, and she became Oracle because she couldn't be Batgirl anymore. So that show, they brought back the person from that show in the 90s really briefly. They brought back the Robin.
Everybody.
They brought back one of the guys from the Michael Keaton Batman movie as well. So they canonized all these shows, which is just amazing.
This goes to show you what happens when DC decides to think big.
Yeah.
And bring everything together and make it make sense for fans. For people that it just creates epicness, it creates nostalgia, it creates all the things that we love in entertainment, you know. So this was them having a Marvel moment, honestly.
Yeah. Like people got it, like, especially the way it ended. This I told him, I said, it's definitely an Infinity War ending. Like, that's the most I can say. And we have to wait a month to find out what happens. The crossover is in 5 parts. Parts 1 through 3 is out now. 4 and 5 is gonna be in January. So we have time. That's why you guys have all the time to watch it before the next 2 parts comes out. If you guys want to, I would probably say watching The Flash. You have to watch Elseworlds last year, the crossover,
to
understand
that.
What's happening now, because the Monitor, which is the main, you have. So technically, if you want to follow what the Monitor's been doing, you have to watch Elseworlds. Then you have to watch, I know you got to watch Arrow, but I have not watched Arrow. Legends of Tomorrow, especially because they did a lot of random, even though they don't take part in crossovers anymore, they still affected the timeline a lot, where the Monitor had to appear at a certain point in time. I'm not going to say what happened, but they changed the timeline of everybody, basically, by doing some stupid stuff.
Yeah,
but it's epic. I've been thoroughly surprised. A lot of people are nitpicking at it. Yeah, I can do that. There are people who make money off of doing that. Hopefully, we make money off of doing that. We can nitpick. You know, I have my own things that I could say, well, I could see why someone might not like what they did with this character or what they did with this situation or whatever, or why this happened.
Yeah.
But people are putting a lot of brain power into this, and it gives us a lot of, like, there's a Superman 2 line, like, when they send, and even Baby John Kent, so Superboy's in this.
Oh, okay.
In Crisis, because Superman, remember, and if you watch Supergirl, Superman's on that show. Him and Lois went to Argo, which is like, mm-hmm. and they had a son. So the son's in a crossover. Wow. He's a baby still, but now you know, like, oh, he exists.
Okay.
And also to canonize Jason from Superman Returns, his son. He name dropped him.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, I just wish, you know, I would totally be fine. And CW does this a lot, which is why I give them so much kudos. The anime, the CW seed shows, they have The Raid, they have Vixen, they have, I think, another one. Tie-ins to the Arrowverse show. So when you see the Ray in Earth X and all that, there's a show about him and about how he got his powers. There's an alternate universe of himself that got the powers because he came to another Earth. He died, and then the armor found his doppelganger, basically, and that's the version that we see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vixen from Legend of Tomorrow, like the one that I keep talking about, is the one that's on a TV show, not the one that we see on the show. Because the one you see on the show is the original one that passes from down to her granddaughter. The granddaughter is the one that everyone from Arrow and everyone else knows. The one that you see most of the time in comics. So I was like, okay, so if they can do that, why we not? Why, they're playing around with connecting live action and animation. Because they got
the people. I've never seen this with TV before. This is the first time I've seen this.
They're really ambitious with it. I feel like people got to give them way more credit. Give them way more credit.
Come on.
Like, the costumes alone, Black Lightning shows up, man.
I heard he shows up
like, what? No one thought it was going to happen. They didn't even announce it. I think last minute they decided to bring him in. But, like, there's a lot of happening. Like, the costumes are on point. They're fire, man. Like, you got to just take it in. Take in. You wouldn't have seen this 10 years ago.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't. But at the most, they had leather.
I'm excited to see
watch that.
Who you? So, we're going to get into our week of the week now. Who you got week of the week? I know who I got. I got Luffy, bro. I'm sorry, man. Like, Luffy to me is my week of the week just because he's not beating Kaido. Like, this is no, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm just not seeing it.
I don't know.
Compared to Kaido, he just seems very, very weak. So,
like, underdog is an understatement. Like, I don't understand what, like I said earlier, what are we supposed to believe? Like, oh, well, maybe if he does this and. We watched all the episodes, so when we say we don't see how this is going to happen, we're not saying, oh, well, there's a filler, or, oh, there was a movie, and he did this. There's nothing in One Piece continuity that will give us the impression that Luffy can overcome this, period, in the story.
If he couldn't do nothing to Big Mom, then he dang sure ain't doing nothing to Kaido. I'm sorry.
Understood.
Sorry, guys. It's my week of the week.
We can just make jokes about it. You gotta call Shanks.
He gotta call everybody. He gotta call Shanks. Goku. He gotta call his entire.
He gotta go on the Jump Force and pull all them dudes out of there.
Facts, bro.
He's like, I need your help. I'm like, what? Facts. There's a dragon.
Snake Man not doing it.
Snake Man, yo, that. Let's talk about the fact that it is Snake Man real quick. Like, that was a week of a week at the time when it came out.
And it did nothing. Like,
it just barely got him the W.
It did nothing. He like, did all of that. I'm like, oh, we're about to see some fire transformation. And he was still getting his behind whooped. So
I would have taken that more if he just regularly just tried to push himself to go super fast with the speed, right?
Yeah.
I could take that. But to have a whole transformation that's supposed to make it seem like now you're going to dominate and you save it, that's the probably part that coming. You saved it. And then you just barely got the W, like barely. And I'm like, I don't even understand at this point what's the next step. Because if that barely did that, what are you going to do to the rest of these guys? Kaido tried to kill himself all the time.
Yeah. Listen.
My week of the week, I'm going to go with, they weren't mentioned. Well, I have two. One is an anime that I started watching called Aika no Sora. It's about basketball. Listen, I love slice of life animes, but I don't really understand what's going on with it. I think I need to refresh my anime palette, you know, and get back into the show.
I felt about any anime basketball show.
Yeah, he doesn't like sports animes at all, but there's a lot of really cool sports animes.
It's not that. It's just that if there ain't black people in there just overly dominating them, I just don't.
In the show, there are black people in the show, and they are dominating the sport. But again,
I mean, you know, when I mean overly dominate, I mean that they have no chance in hell of beating them.
Like Luffy and Kaido.
Yes. If that's not happening, they don't have a Michael Jordan in there, or LeBron James, or Kobe Bryant. I'm sorry.
Because the stories aren't about real world. They're about, like, I wish you watched. Do you watch Heart of Stone?
No.
Man, that's a good show.
I'm just saying. That's just for me. This is
so yeah.
I know. I'm looking at this. I'm like, there's no way.
It's either that or my week of the week is going to be Microsoft releasing the new Xbox Series X. A lot of people are making a lot of jokes about it.
It looks funny.
That's why. It's just a box. Like, I don't understand why people are ragging on it. Like,
it just looks funny. It's like,
because the thing that they said was that it's supposed to look like it's already a part of your home entertainment system.
Okay.
And I'm like, I get that. It's a box. You stand it there. Now, at this point, it's really just a little computer because Microsoft makes computers. That's what they do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it looks, I guess because we weren't ready for it to look so plain. There's no like slanted edges.
Yeah, it's just,
like,
I mean, honestly, to me, Xbox never really had great designs.
Yeah, a lot of people's like, oh, well, give me the Xbox One X and 360. I was like, what are you talking about? I don't know what that was supposed to be. The original Xbox was heavy.
Sony has better designs of their consoles. I will say Xbox, they're going online. And their community is a little bit better than
way better. As a player on Destiny, like, and the fact that I can't even access the stuff that I save on my phone or through the cloud, like, it's just purely to save information. It's crazy. On Xbox, if you save a clip, you can watch it from the cloud because it's in the cloud. On Sony, you save it to the cloud. It's just in there for you to save it offline in case your PS4 needs to be rebooted. And that doesn't make any sense. You can't break up the PS app. I felt like on May Day, the week of the week. You can't break up the app and then not give us any more functionality.
Sony PlayStation is basically the Apple of
you want to do stuff their way.
Of game systems, because it's like, you know, technically to me, Google makes better phones than Apple.
Shout
does.
Out to the Google Pixel 4. That's what we're shooting on right now.
They make better phones. Just if I have an iPhone, but I'm being honest. I looked at the Google Pixels and they're incredible.
Yeah. A lot of week of the week. It's just that nerdy week of the week for me. I got a lot of tech.
Sony's just cooler than Microsoft. That's really what it is.
Like, Microsoft got this weird design. People ragging on it. I've seen a lot of Destiny memes. They put the Xbox as like the Crota ship. It's just someone said they put a glass on top of it and said it's, and then put a PS5 and said it's really supposed to, it's what it's supposed to be for. I'm like, listen, at the end of the day, you know, people who like Xbox, they're going to get the... Now, they did say our heads... Like, I seen something that, like, the specs aren't that much different than what they currently have. So, I don't know. Maybe they're pushing towards all digital. We did share some concept art before, but we don't know. Also, in other news, Sony announced, like, a controller piece for the controllers. That's cool. I'm probably going to get one. Outside of that, let's do our theme.
Our theme for the week is I'm going to go with moving forward. I feel like you can't get one thing, I guess, even with DC, even with One Piece in a sense, even with Luffy, you can't get caught up in the fact that, you know, Luffy took an L from Big Mom. He did. He can't get caught up in that. He still has to move forward and still try to fight Kaido. So I respect him for that. You know what I'm saying? DC with their TV shows, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't get caught up in the fact that they take a lot of L's with their movies and people make fun of them. I'm one of those people. But they still try to move forward and create Christ on Infinite Earth. So I feel like, you know, in today's world, it's very important to learn from the mistakes that you make and still push forward to be better and to do better.
Yeah, moving forward is very, very important. If you look at, and I would say if you haven't listened to all of season one, definitely go back. Like, Episode 3, Shared Universe, is really good, especially talking about stuff like Crisis. Things you never would have imagined on that scale before. This is 5 different TV shows, I think 6, coming together for something that normally in the comics took 30, 40 years to create. And the fact that someone has the courage to push forward with that kind of idea and to sit down and to geek out. And there's even like a show after called Aftermath where they're talking about all the new stuff about the TV shows. And I've been watching interviews and... It's just amazing, you know, moving forward. Even the people who are on these shows, I always wonder if people who are playing these superheroes, like, enjoy being the superhero, you know?
I feel like some of them probably have to. I mean, what I do think probably sucks is that once they play these characters, it's really hard for them to get cast in anything else.
Right, unless you really want to be a superhero for the rest of your career.
Yeah, because, you know, these shows are, like, big, long contracts, you know, so you're doing it for... As long as the ratings are great. you know.
Yeah. And that's important. A lot of, like, for example, Brandon Roth, he's leaving after the season of Legends. So there will be no Roy Palmer and all that stuff. Yeah. But he did 100 episodes. You know, 100 episodes on TV is a long time. We've been watching for years. They've been working for longer than that.
Yeah.
So then moving forward on the bigger projects, you know, this is not going to probably happen again for a long time. And if it does, it might not be live action again. Computers are getting to the point now they can look just like video games now look like real life. Yeah. So we can have this happen again and then not even be real people. So you might as well cherish this time we have right now and yep. be prepared to keep moving forward with the technology. Don't be too scared.
2020 is upon us. We're going to be doing some new things. I guarantee you.
Also, happy holidays to everybody, whatever you celebrate. If you do not celebrate the holidays at all, just keep watching anime all the time.
Yes.
Talk to us. We're here. If you write us randomly on a comment, one of us will answer you.
Hit that subscribe button.
If you're on our YouTube channel, it would be like over here.
Yeah, hit the subscribe button on the
YouTube channel. Hit the bell to get notified about newer videos because it might just be episodes, it might be more than that. We don't know. But you know, stay a part of the Casual Nerddom crew. Stay up to date. Social media is our best friend. We're always talking about some stuff. Even if you don't see us. So
yes.
We're here.
Thank you guys so much for rocking with us. I'm Adrian Daniel.
I'm Chris Bacon.
And this is Casual Nerddom. Peace.
Peace.